Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everybody.
Did you see what happened in week 12? Are you sure that we're going with good morning?
Yeah, it's good morning. It's sunny. It's holiday week. We're good.
All it's right, fine. We brought it back here. Yeah, that's week. Right. Thanksgiving week is always fantastic for the taste buds, the stomach, you know.
It is a Football Monday. It is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We're going to talk to Sal Capaccio here in about 10 or so minutes, but Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And yeah, week 12 didn't go exactly the way I think a lot of people wanted to for the Bills to give you some hope for
that's one way to say it.
The division still being alive, not being one of the lower tier wild card teams. It's not over by any means. I mean, it's week 12, but
what are you talking about? It's so over.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not looking awesome.
It's never been more over.
The Pittsburgh game is becoming much more of a you got to win. You have to beat Pittsburgh on Sunday.
You know what? I think Thanksgiving's coming at a good time for everyone here. And anyone watching on YouTube, anyone listening on the app or in their radios or anywhere. Anyone following the Buffalo Bills, yeah, good thing that Thanksgiving's here, honestly. Because that'll give everyone a chance to like take a day, take a step back, relax, at least for one day, and not have your concerns about it. For me, this is just... You said it. I don't know how much worse it could have gone. No, it went as poorly as it could have gone.
Yeah, right now, with the fact that the Chiefs won, obviously the Texans did win on Thursday Night Football, New England won, Baltimore won, and you go on and go on. Bills are the 7th seed. They would be going to at number 2 seeded Denver. Baltimore has, at this now point, taken the AFC North spot. They are the 4 seed. Indianapolis is the 3 seed. Your other two wild cards as well are Jacksonville and the Chargers, with the Patriots being the 1 seed. And so, the Patriots. Bills right now are the 7 seed, a seed that has not won has won only one playoff game in its existence. That is Green Bay over Dallas 2 years ago. So, not the best situation right now.
It is. I mean, yeah, to put it quickly, Ravens won, Chiefs won, Patriots won. Steelers lost, because then you would have at least had the head-to-head to Baltimore you have like the – if Baltimore is sitting there at 6-5 and instead of in the north position, they are in the wild card position. which I guess kind of gives you some slight good news if the Bills were to lose to Pittsburgh. If Baltimore drops their game, guess what? Or even if Baltimore wins their game, you're technically going to be able to stay. Oh, no, hang on. Baltimore would need to lose. Never mind.
Well, no, I mean, if you beat the Steelers and Baltimore beats Cincinnati, you would go up to the 5 seed. Just in those two situations. There's probably other tiebreakers there.
Well, no, because Baltimore would stay in the North for now.
Yes, for now, yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
And then you would go to Baltimore in the wild card round. You'd move up to the 5.
Yeah.
You'd probably get, I think, to many people would consider the worst situation, which is at Baltimore for the wild card.
Why is that the worst situation? That's actually probably the team I want to face.
I disagree so hardly. I think they match up so poorly against the Ravens.
But they keep winning. Desire. That's the other part of it. They keep beating Baltimore.
They do.
Also, I'm not scared of their defense. How do you beat the Bills? You man them up and you press the receivers, and that's how you get them, right? Denver can do that. I'm terrified of Denver. Denver and New England are probably the teams I don't want to see in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. Right now we have to have that conversation, which I love. But Baltimore? No. Give me Baltimore. Oh, I'll take Baltimore.
I have no desire to deal with a team that wants to run the ball, can run the ball at home. And that's a big part of it, too. The Bills, since the bye on the road, and really you can kind of say all year, have just not been the same team away from Orchard Park. That is immensely frustrating knowing it's the last year of Highmark. This really should have been the year of kind of the beautiful swan song of maybe even hosting an AFC championship.
They start 4-0 even.
Yeah, they start 4-0. They get the easy one, they get the hard one out of the way week one in Baltimore. They take down the Ravens. I just have no desire to face them again. They're getting hot. Lamar's not even playing particularly well either, and they're still winning games. I just have zero desire to play them. Denver, I can at least get there with the sense of, I don't know if Bo Nix is any good. I have no idea if Bo Nix is any good. I know the defense is incredible. But I think at some point, I'd say the same for the Bills with the Chiefs, but I think at some point the light is going to go on for this Ravens core of, guys, we play so well in the regular season. Just do the exact same stuff in the postseason and we'll be fine. And I don't want to be there when they figure that out. They could never figure it out. I think Lamar is too talented. Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl. He's gone on that run, so it's not like it's not, you know, in his repertoire. He can do it. Really, for me, though, as a whole, I think the AFC is not good.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the long and short of it, and we can go on, you know, this week, I think ultimately I look at the AFC, and I don't think it's a particularly good conference. I look at the NFC, and I see a bunch of teams that I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Super Bowl. For the AFC, I see a bunch of teams of, oh, they made it? That's the difference for me there. Like, even if Kansas City, who's out of the playoffs right now, by the way, even after their win yesterday against Indianapolis, they are still in a position where I would be like, oh, they made it again? Okay. They're going to get stomped by whoever's in the NFC. If Buffalo made it, I'll be telling you right now, I won't feel the best for 2 weeks. I'll be thrilled that they're there.
Yep.
But probably by the end of that first week, I'll be like, cool. So 0-5 might be on the table. Baltimore is kind of the same thing. The Colts have Daniel Jones. Like, how real is that? New England, it's Drake May kind of in his first playoff run. Like, how serious is that really? That's really what the AFC is. Where the NFC is, the Rams look unstoppable at times. Last night, they just walked all over Tampa. Tampa's really reeling. They've got 3 straight losses. They've also got now their issue, too, with Baker Mayfield being hurt. But they look incredible. The Eagles look boring, but keep winning for the most part. Their defense is very good. San Francisco, hurt, keep winning. Green Bay, if they can get healthy, they're on their way. Jordan Love is starting to kind of come along, even with all of his injuries, and the defense is very good. Chicago's 8-3. Good for them. I don't think they're particularly good. They're the AFC team of the NFC.
Yes, they are. They're also the team that's taking advantage of their situation.
Yeah.
Their strength of victory is the worst in the league. And they're taking advantage of it. That's
point. Seattle 8-3.
That's the point.
Seattle 8-3 is a lot of fun. They are last to watch.
Seattle is a terrifying team in their own right. But they're so, like you just said, they're so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I genuinely have fun watching the Seahawks right now. And it's almost like twice in every 3 weeks, they look like this dominant franchise. And considering that they've been middling incarnate for the last couple of years, the Sam Darnold signing, it didn't make as much sense in terms of the money that they gave. It was like, okay,
Right.
You saw the last two games in Minnesota. Are we sure about this? Nope. They were right every step of the way, it looks like.
And he is somewhat drifted down a little bit from the heroics early in the season and just like, oh my gosh, what is he doing? Like even the Washington game where it was just he couldn't have an incompletion. He has four picks against the Rams 2 weeks ago, but that's been nailed it signing kind of deal. And it's a little surprising because it is Sam Darnold. But yeah, so the NFC, I have much more faith in than the AFC. And in part, the Bills are a major player in that of just being a very middling team. The stats won't tell you that. I think they're still like fifth in scoring, but on the road, they're a wildly different team. They've lost two of their last three, and two of those being Miami, who they've dominated for years, and then Houston with a backup quarterback. And both times, it was the offense looked really, really rough. 803-0550, the number to call. But for now, we will go to the Wester Hotline, and we are joined by Sal Capaccio here on a Football Monday. Sal, how was your weekend?
It was good. Obviously tried to just get away a little bit, I guess. Yep. After that Thursday night game and, everything kind of a compact schedule. Was not a good weekend on Saturday when Syracuse lost by one of the worst scores ever in school history.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm sorry.
To Notre Dame. That's okay. It's okay. I mean, they're not good this year, and Notre Dame is good, but that was pretty embarrassing, actually. I've never seen 21 points scored without an offensive snap.
Yeah, no.
I think that was unbelievable. And then yesterday, took my son Max and my wife Yana, but my son Max, to his first ever NBA game. Went to Toronto and saw the Nets play the Raptors last night.
There we go. There you go. It's a full weekend. Again, I was not going to bring up the Syracuse
thing. And Sale did even also have time to swing by here, drop something off, because Joe Kelly and I saw him on the way out.
There we go.
I was there on Saturday. That's right. I was there on Saturday. I was dropping some stuff off. We did the Matt Bove and I did the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast out at Batavia Downs last week. It was really good. And then we had some I had some things from there I had to bring back to the station. I saw you guys coming out. I'm like, oh yeah, Sports Talk Saturday. That's right.
Yep. And it turned into, how's the show? It was a show that happened. It was a show that happened. People are a little antsy in their pantsy, and I get it.
I'm sure, I think it's all intertwined, right? So Friday, I did the reaction show to Thursday night on the Extra Point show, and then Saturday, you guys did that show, and I'm sure a lot was very similar because people were still fresh in people's minds. Here we are on a Monday, attention starting to shift back towards, what's ahead instead of what's behind. But I think that loss on Thursday just really lingers in everybody's minds and who this team really is or, what they are this year. And in a lot of questions about, where they should be, where they are, and including the fact that right now the Buffalo Bills are the seventh of seven AFC playoff teams. And the teams right behind them are the Steelers. If the Bills were to drop this, they would be even with the Steelers, and the Steelers would obviously have head-to-head, and the Texans. The Bills are one game ahead of them, and they've already beaten the Bills. So this is a pretty monster game this week.
Yeah, absolutely, Sal. And looking at Week 12, we still have one more game tonight, but it's on the NFC side of things. Ultimately, though, for the AFC side of things, pretty much everything didn't go the Bills' way. Kansas City wins, New England wins, Baltimore wins, New England wins. It's just, it hasn't gone the way the Bills wanted. And like you said, now they're at the seventh seed and they'd be going to at Denver. Not the greatest offense in the world. I said it right before he came on. I don't really even know if Bo Nix is any good, but that defense sure is. And that has been the key problem for the Bills this year is they cannot handle pass rushes very well. And Denver might have the best in football.
Yeah, they might, and we'll see. I mean, maybe the Bills play Denver in the playoffs, but right now I think it's about getting in the playoffs, and you worry about that when you play them. They play the Steelers this week, and that's also a good pass rush. The Steelers are, I look today, 12th in the NFL in sacks per pass attempt, but we know they have a couple of really good edge guys. I don't think they're quite the overall defense that the Texans were. It was incredible to watch that defense, up close. The Steelers, they've given up some big run games. What's weird, if there's ever more of a example of a week-to-week league, the Steelers back in mid-October gave up over 7 yards a carry to the Bengals, and then they go against Jonathan Taylor and give up less than 2 yards a carry. I mean,
it's incredible.
It's just crazy. So I think the Bills have to go to Pittsburgh and, run the ball and, lean back on that because that's been most of their success and strength. And I think what we saw on Thursday night is if they get in situations where they have to pass, teams just aren't respecting their pass catchers enough and coming after their quarterback, and that's just not a good recipe for the Buffalo Bills.
Sal, when it comes down to it, though, when we're looking at potential playoff implications, everything like that when it comes to facing the Steelers as well. There's another wrinkle in this that turns it into all the more heightened importance, and that is conference record tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. A loss to the Steelers here would give you number four, and that is not a good sign considering that most of the other teams are looking at two losses in conference right now. The only other team that's in playoff contention with four conference losses is Kansas City. So if you put yourself behind in tiebreakers, because, I mean, I don't want to go ahead and say that the division dream is all but over, but, you know, in a realistic sense, you're probably trying to gun for the best seed that you can in the wild card.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird looking standings right now with New England, Denver, Indy, and Baltimore actually at the top, and then Chargers, Jaguars, Bills, and the Chiefs on the outside looking in right now. You could make an argument that it might be better to be a 5 or 6 this year than it is to be a division winner, you know, 2, 3, or 4 because of the teams you might face. But that said, you get 5 or 6, you're going on the road. I think I look at the teams here, and the teams you brought up are interesting because it would come down head to head against Pittsburgh, against Houston, against Kansas City, against Baltimore. The Bills have beaten Baltimore. They've beaten Kansas City. They didn't beat Houston, and we will see against Pittsburgh. We don't know against the Chargers in Jacksonville, right? These are the teams you're fighting with as well, to your point, though, Derek, which is if it comes down to Chargers or Jags and Bills, those conference games are going to matter. Those conference records are going to matter. Right now, the Chargers are 6-2 in the conference. The Jags are 4-2, and the Bills are 4-3. If it's also a three-way tie between the Bills, a team they've beaten, and another team, you have to start thinking about conference records. So, yeah, I think it's the next few games are really important. It's not just this game, by the way. The Bills go against the Steelers this week. Then after that, they get the Bengals at home. Then they go to the Patriots. Then they're the Browns. You have 4 AFC games. They just played one. They're already 0-1 in this stretch of 5 AFC games. And then obviously the Patriots game in a few weeks could loom large if the Patriots drop one here between now and then. But guys, think about this. The Bengals play Thursday night. Then they have 10 days to get ready for the Bills. And then when the Bills play the Patriots, they'll be coming off a bye week and 13 days rested because they play Monday night the week before that. So the schedule isn't doing the Bills any favors this year.
No, and even you bring up the Bengals too. Burrow doesn't play yesterday, but he's probably, I don't want to say definitely, but probably going to be at least playing by the time the Bills roll around. Might not play on Thanksgiving just because of the quick turnaround here, but you're going to get him. You've got the Steelers. There's a good chance that they'll have Rodgers back. He almost played this weekend and said it was Mason Rudolph. And then like you mentioned too, like you're going to get the Patriots off a bye week. And this maybe is just because of how poor the performance was on Thursday night against Houston. But Sal, now I start to not look at any team as a for sure win. You know, any team that maybe has a particularly good quarterback or a good wide receiver, a solid run game, I start to get very leery about all of it. It even points to like a game like Cleveland, who, I mean, they mm-hmm. really don't have much of an offensive identity at all. But that defense, Myles Garrett, might be going for the all-time sack record in a season. And that's been something that really just derails any kind of game plan for the Bills offense. So now I start to look at these next four games and I wonder, yeah, they could go on a run. Is this the team? Is this the year, though, that these Bills are actually able to go on that kind of run?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, do they have the ability? Sure they do, because they have the quarterback and we know that, and anything can happen when it comes to that. And the fact that everyone's kind of the same, right? You have teams with better records, but a lot of these teams are teams that you say they could beat any team on any day. They could also lose to any team on any day. I mean, I know it's been since very early in the season, but the Patriots did lose to the Raiders and Steelers, right?
You're right.
Look at the Broncos. I mean, their offense is like, they've had games where they've done nothing for 3 quarters, and then they showed up at the very end and wound up winning. Look at the Colts, what's happening. The Chiefs, I mean, yesterday they did the thing that we are used to seeing the Chiefs do, which is come back and win at the end, but you know, they made their share of mistakes, and that's the reason why they had to do that at the end. So no doubt about it. And when you think about the Bills and their upcoming schedule, I think one of the biggest issues is they've just been bad on the road.
Yeah.
They have not played well on the road. And that's got to change this week when they go to Pittsburgh, because when you look at the Bills on the road this year, they go to the Jets, they take care of business. After that, they went to the Falcons and lose in primetime. They took care of business against the Panthers. But since then, guys, at Miami, disastrous. At Houston, disastrous. They've been a much different team on the road than they have been at home, where they've only lost one game. They have to turn that around. And a big reason is because of the turnovers. They are committing more turnovers on the road. I mean, my theory is that, you know, things are just, they don't have the guys to be able to just make something happen when communication and plays are either coming in late or you have to make checks at the line. And that's causing everything to be sped up and mistakes to happen. And I think that's what's happening. And if you let the Pittsburgh Steelers, if the Steelers shut down their Bills run game, then you're going to have to be in a position where you were last week. And then, yeah, they're going to start to get off again against your pass rush. And then you're talking about Cleveland and Myles Garrett. I mean, Deion Dawkins has said repeatedly, the toughest guy he ever has to block is Myles Garrett. I mean, then we know how good he is. Right? I mean, is Trey Hendrickson playing for the Bengals by then? And by the way, their defense is playing a lot better now. It was terrible early in the year. And it's still not very good, but it's playing better now. They did a nice job yesterday for the most part on the Patriots. Still lost that game. So, yeah, there's some big challenges coming up here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sal, you're bringing up the turnovers. The last three games, the Bills have had three turnovers, nine total. And they have just they've gone from a team like last year where just one turnover was stunning. And now the last 3 weeks, it's become a regular occurrence of multiple turnovers. They do it in bulk. They do not do anything in half measures when it comes to that stuff. 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take quick time out here. Sal will be with us, though, in the next segment as we'll go a little bit more around the league and also, again, previewing Bills and Steelers as the week gets underway here. The Bills did lose to the Houston Texans 23-19 on Thursday Night Football, so it's a little bit of a weirder, little less normal Football Monday, but still Football Monday nonetheless. Again, 803-0550, the number to call. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Hour number one continues to roll along here on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, and on the Western Hotline, still hanging out with us. It's got time on a Monday, Sal Capaccio. And Sal, we're not going to hear from the coaches today. It's a little bit of a weird week with having Thursday Night Football. We did, though, hear from all of our coaches on Friday. And let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. And that is brought to you by the Barnes Firm Injured. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION, because it is lengthy.
Yeah, and I mean, a couple of encouraging items on here. But we all saw what happened with Terrell Bernard. That looked really bad and nasty, right, when he got hit by some friendly fire from Matt Milano coming in and the arm and the elbow. I'll be honest, though, guys, I thought it would be even worse than what Sean McDermott termed it week to week.
Right.
Now, it still could, you know, that could mean a lot of things, but he said week to week, and then he basically gave an indication probably not going to be available this week. He didn't rule out IR, but also didn't say he's definitely going on IR. So I think, again, could be encouraged by that, but it just sucks for Terrell Bernard, obviously. He had been dealing with the ankle injury as well, and, you know, now with the arm, it stinks, but maybe there's a chance for his body to kind of heal up and get right over the next few weeks. And you got to keep Shaq Thompson healthy now because he'll probably get inserted into that, you know, middle linebacker role. And then you have Spencer Brown. And again, Sean McDermott basically gave an indication that not going to be available this week. They're still evaluating his situation, a shoulder injury. You saw him on the sidelines, arm in a sling. That wasn't good. So you're probably looking at Ryan Vandermark starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers at right tackle on Sunday. Maxwell Harrison is in concussion protocol. So we will be monitoring that this week. Obviously, with the game on Thursday, you have 10 days. So hopefully he's able to progress, you know, well enough to be able to play. Good news on Christian Benford and A.J. Epinesa, who both left the game. McDermott said both should be fine. And no surprise, Josh Allen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season.
Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's sore, to put it as Sean McDermott did, but expected to be fine. And obviously, Josh, you saw probably video and pictures of him getting his jersey retired at the University of Wyoming over the weekend. As well, guys who didn't play in the game on Thursday, Dalton Kincaid, massive loss with him so far because he's just such a big integral part of what they need in the passing game that they're not getting right now. And they need help there that he can help everybody, I guess, in the best way to put it with him on the field, him as well as Fedarian Mathis, defensive tackle, and Curtis Samuel, wide receiver, all improving. The next time we'll hear from Sean McDermott will be Wednesday morning, and that will be ahead of the team hitting the practice field on Wednesday afternoon.
I was curious about that, Sal, because of Thanksgiving being there. Is the practice schedule still going to remain the same?
Yeah, still the same. It's a normal Sunday week, so even with Thanksgiving, the only difference is there's no media on Thanksgiving. The team will still do work. So they allow us to kind of have our Thanksgiving off, but they say no media. They'll close it to the media, but no different on Wednesday and on Friday, and I'll still have Sean McDermott on Friday here on this show, so we'll get, you know, your normal injury update. So everything kind of remains the same throughout the week this week. The only difference is nothing today from coaches because they spoke Friday. And then nothing on Thursday for media, but the team will still, you know, have their normal practice in the morning. So, yeah, and then full system go for Sunday in Pittsburgh, a 4:25 p.m. start against the Steelers. It is 4:25 p.m., right?
It is, yeah.
Which 4:25 p.m. There
you go. It makes sense. It's the Steelers. It's a brand. But in my head, the Steelers should always be playing at like 1 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It feels very
you know what else, though?
I'll
tell you, though, I'm looking at it. Remember, you have three less games on Sunday this week because of the Thanksgiving game too, right? So there's less games to choose from. No bye weeks this week. The NFL doesn't – Thanksgiving week, I don't think anybody has a bye week. They traditionally don't do that. How many games do I get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 1 o'clock games. And then you have 1 4:05 game and then 2 4:25s. Raiders, Chargers, Bills, Steelers. So this will be a national, you know, window game here for a lot of people to watch. Obviously, and you're right, it's a brand. It's two teams fighting for wild card and playoff spots. Obviously, you guys saw, I'm sure, you know, they didn't talk about it today. There was something on social last night. The Bills, you know, could be, I guess, you know, there's stuff about Shaq Lawson possibly being in town for a workout. You know, I was trying to, Matt Bove and I, by the way, a little plug here. We just recorded an Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast like this morning. So that's going to drop. So if you want to check that out, we talked about this. We talked it through. I don't know. I don't know if there's no new injury from anybody at defensive end that we know of from Sean McDermott. Everybody finished the game. I know Joey Bosa's been dealing with the wrist, but I went back. He played the last few snaps of the game on defense. Now, he had been dealing with the wrist, so maybe that's something. I think more so this could be simply T.J. Sanders has been playing defensive end, guys. Been playing out of position.
Yeah.
They need – so I don't – whether it's Shaq Lawson or someone else, and I know Shaq Lawson, roll your eyes, a guy – I mean, when you're at week 13, we know how this works. When you're at week 13 – you try to bring guys in who at least you are familiar with and they're familiar with you that you can kind of seamlessly onboard them. But either way, that might not matter. I mean, whether they sign him or not, they're probably looking at adding someone to the position because T.J. Sanders has been playing out of position a little bit here playing defensive end. And McDermott said on Friday they'd like to get him back inside.
Sal, I wanted to ask you about that because that's where my head went was with Shaq Lawson. Like, okay, did like somebody else pick up an injury? We didn't hear anything on Friday, and it's still not, you know, for sure. We don't know 100% if this is happening. But the T.J. Sanders thing has been a curiosity because it kind of just happened out of nowhere. And I feel like that's now where I only see him. I don't actually see him in the interior all that much anymore. And it has been a bit of a slow roll for him. Like as much of a flash as Deion Walker has been this year at the defensive tackle position, I'd say TJ Sanders, both with the injury and even before that, has sort of, you know, played second fiddle a little bit to Walker.
Yeah, I mean, Deion Walker, actually, if you go back, guys, and look at this past draft, I mean, I'd like to do that right now if I can. I'll have to try and look it up. But if you go back to this past draft, I would say Deion Walker's playing as good as any, you know, making enough plays as any interior defensive lineman that was drafted, mm-hmm. right? Can we do this real quick? Let's see what the numbers are on Deion Walker here. All right, I'm going to go to defense. Let's go with some sacks here. I know that's not the, you know, end all be all as far as, you know, how you want
right,
to do this.
Yeah.
But let's see, Jalen Walker has 5 sacks, 4 sacks, James Pierce. I'm looking at what else they've done so far. Anyway, the point is, if you look at, you know, Deion Walker and what he's done this year, I think he's been one of the better rookie defensive tackles in the entire league. And they got this guy in the 4th round. How many times do we hear, oh my God, drafting has been terrible? This is a nice draft pick, right? It's a guy that's turned out well. I mean, Cole Bishop's turning out to be a nice draft pick after, yes. you know, a year and what's happening here. So maybe you have a couple guys here that you can look at that say, okay, and then, hey, Max Harrison's played pretty well since he stepped in, right? So I think Deion Walker has been a nice fit for the Bills. He's done a really nice job here. And there's times where I watch him and go, okay, well, that's a rookie mistake. He's caught out of position. But he's also just done a really good job to, you know, make sure that he's kind of done his job, and he's made tackles in the backfield, tackles for loss. He's done a really good job like that, and, you know, he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Sal, last thing here, real quick on the road kind of issues for the Bills. Just what have you seen in these last 3 games, Tampa being the lone home game here, but Miami and Houston both times, Bills unable to really do anything on offense, can't even get to 20 points. What has been the big issue for you that you've seen?
Same thing that we've talked about a lot of here. Did you guys see the Emmanuel Acho breakdown?
I did not. I've been hearing about it. I've been meaning to go check it out.
It's really good, and whether you like him or not, and I know that he can kind of go off the rails a little bit for some people, going in different directions on things he says, but he did a really good job of showing some things with the Bills offense, and one of the things that he showed was there was a 3rd and 20 that the Bills faced. And the Houston Texans played man-to-man defense on a 3rd and 20. Nobody plays man-to-man defense on 3rd and 20 with one high safety. You know why you play man-to-man defense on 3rd and 20? Because you're not afraid of anybody beating you. Because all it takes in man-to-man defense is one person make a mistake and you can convert a 3rd and 20. And you're like, why the heck did we do that? Just keep everybody in front of you in zone. That's all you got to do on 3rd and 20. They did, though. They played man-to-man. And to answer your question, this gets to my point, which is I just think it's the same thing. When you are, especially in a road environment, it's very loud. You're getting play calls in late, unfortunately. We know that happened. You're trying to make checks at the line. You don't have enough, you know, man beaters, people who can just beat their guy off the line to come up with answers quick enough for an offense that needs quicker answers, because then your quarterback is standing in the pocket and people are teeing off on him. Yeah. So I think that's been an issue. And then that creates mistakes. And that's why you have turnovers. And turnovers have been a really, really big issue for this team on the road this year.
Going to have to figure it out Sunday, 4:25 at Pittsburgh. Sal, you have off tomorrow. As you mentioned, it's a normal Sunday week. So the next time we'll talk will be on Wednesday, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you guys got it. Thanks.
All right, see you, Sal.
Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. We'll take a quick timeout here when we come back. 803-0550, the number to call. Bill, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you first and others as well. As we're talking, the Bills, their playoff hopes right now, as of today, they are in the final wild card spot in the AFC, and it's somewhat teetering here. Not that long ago, it feels like not that long ago, we were talking about, you know, how many games could they win in a row? Could they be undefeated going into a game like New England? And instead, they're 7-4 and seemingly can't play on the road, and they're going to have to do that again this week at Pittsburgh. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR. Hour number one wraps up here on a football Monday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. It is gorgeous out. It's Thanksgiving week. We've got college basketball starting on in so much, 15 minutes.
So much.
Let's go.
Turkey.
Let's go.
And potatoes.
I'm not the biggest turkey guy, but if it's done really well, I'm game for it.
I've learned.
No issue.
I've learned at this point. Give me rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. There we go. See,
it's never juicy enough.
No, all right, no, right. Let's complete the circle here.
It's never juicy enough.
Are you a pro or anti-turkey guy? I'm a turkey guy. If I'm with Zach, like, it's very easy to butcher some turkey.
Oh yes, it is.
But if it's good,
I'm game.
It's awesome.
When it's good, it's great.
I've had one good turkey in my life that was juicy as ever. It was phenomenal. Never have I ever gotten back to that.
But then you said
rotisserie. So you're chasing the high.
You
then.
Said give
rotisserie
me a
rotisserie chicken. It's juicier chicken. And it's more consistently juicy. So like, I'd rather.
Skill issue. I just can't get there with the rotisserie chicken. It's a holiday. It should just be a ham then.
Yeah.
I'm a big ham guy.
That's the other holiday meat is ham.
Yeah. Ugh. Just do that. Go inverse Christmas.
Early, yeah.
People that don't like turkey typically on Thanksgiving go inverse Christmas.
Yeah.
People that don't like ham on Christmas go inverse with Thanksgiving then. That's just how it goes. Getting a rotisserie chicken, you are smacking the holiday in the face.
I mean, to be fair, though, you're just like, I just want to eat good. So I can understand that.
I get that, but like, ugh, just get me a
carb load on Thanksgiving. There's very little protein that enters my system. It's all stuffing, all potatoes, all bread, all yams, all that. Just
and
going
like,
down.
And like one slice of turkey.
I'm starting to wonder if Wednesday we need to do the...
It's the gratuitous, like, oh, you made a turkey. I need to put a piece on my plate.
Right. I don't want to be that guy.
We don't know if it's going to go down the hatch or not, though.
That's fair.
I think Wednesday we need to do the turkey sides power rankings or the Thanksgiving sides power rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
How's what were we going to say, Owen?
I think I have a take about turkey. I feel like the biggest thing that I hear about turkey as a negative is that people, it's hard to cook. And I don't feel like a food should be knocked because people jack it up all the time.
It's a skill issue.
It's good. It's good if you don't mess it up.
Yes.
Just don't mess it up. I can't, like... I get all these people like so upset. They're like, turkey sucks. You can't cook it good. It's like, no, you can't cook it good.
Yes, exactly.
It's good.
You got to do it wrong.
It's a delicious poultry item.
I know I can't cook, but what do? I know people that do.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes networking is just as important of a skill for your good turkey than it is the execution itself.
Really
bothers
me.
I'm not going to the store and getting a rotisserie chicken like a heathen.
Rotisserie chicken does rule.
Same difference. It's poultry. They're like the same thing. What's just a little bigger than the other one?
True. You know what? It's great on a Tuesday this week, not Thursday, okay?
I love the rotisserie chicken thing. Like, that's like, I just moved to Los Angeles. I'm cross country. I'm alone. Here's my Thanksgiving dinner for myself.
I eat that rotisserie chicken regularly. That's like, exactly just what I'm thinking. Off the chicken. I just pick at it with my fingers.
I kind of want to hear the bullpen's take on turkey here. I want to see the comments flooding there. Sorry.
I got to tell you, they're not even paying attention.
I know they're not. I know they're not. That's why I'm challenging them right now. But 803-0550, the number to call as we can get ourselves connected with our fans, is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Billy in Toronto. Billy, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Well, guys, listen, you know, I'm getting a little tired of hearing, you know, I don't want to play this team, and oh, this team scares me, and that. Look, we've beaten the two probably best teams, I think, in that conference in Baltimore and Kansas City, and I think we beat them pretty easy. We just don't get up for these weak teams. Guys, I'm telling you this. If you think that the Indianapolis Colts, who pissed away a game against Kansas City this week, if you think Denver, if you think New England scares me, you better think again. This team is just waiting to get back to the playoffs. It happens to teams that get beat. They don't seem to want to play the regular season. When the Bills get back to the playoffs, that's when I'll start worrying about the season. I'll use a horse racing term, guys. When the real running starts, the Bills will be there. And I don't care what's happened up to now. These other teams are pretenders. And we'll see what happens once we finally get down to the playoffs. If we don't make the playoffs, and that's highly unlikely in my world, but if we don't make it, then it's time to clean house except for number 12.
If you don't make it, though, Billy, that means that the regular season does matter. You have to make the playoffs in order to then go on the run in the playoffs. You don't get to just say, oh, this doesn't matter, they don't care.
Coast. Yeah.
Bowl.
Also, it took a fourth quarter miracle, a tip pass, to beat Baltimore at home this year, and they weren't a particularly good team even right after that.
I'm still not scared of Kansas City.
They handled. Don't get me wrong. I really don't think Kansas City, Buffalo, or Baltimore are all that much better than anyone else in the AFC. I think it's an overall pretty mediocre conference with the likes of Denver and New England looking that much. But Denver's biggest problem is Bo Nix, I think, is a very low ceiling. If he had a higher ceiling, or maybe even just had like one more elite playmaker on offense, they'd be easily better than most of them. But Kansas City keeps losing games too. They're not even in the playoffs. So I'm about done also saying Kansas City's is great. Like you mentioned, they botched a game against the Colts. Now, why are they all of a sudden still, though, one of the best teams in the conference? They have to start winning these games, and they can't win on the road lately. That's what they're going to have to do in the playoffs. That's why people are nervous. And this is not the team of years past. It's simply put, just not. It's not 23, where they were 6-6 and they went out. It's not the same roster. Their defense is very poor. And their offense, we just talked about it with Sal, does not have the horses to just turn it on whenever they want. They just don't.
They don't. And while the AFC is mediocre incarnate this year, the problem with being mediocre incarnate and being in the jumble here is where you are. 2023, they get away with it because the division becomes theirs. They jump to the 2 seed. It has more to do with Miami than it does Buffalo. And I think the wrong lessons were taken from that. Had the Bills lost and they had to be the 7 seed and they have to go to frozen Kansas City instead of hosting Pittsburgh, I feel like things might, like, there might have been a change or two made. Maybe. I don't know. But there would have been a little bit more of an aggressive approach toward that offseason, right? Instead, they win the division and everything's just fine.
It's business as usual.
It's business as usual. You conduct your ways here as business as usual with how things are going with this team, just because the conference is playing worse doesn't mean that you haven't gotten worse. It's okay to say that, and I get it. You have confidence that they're going to make the playoffs. You have confidence that they're going to make it. It's okay to say they have flaws on this team, and a flawed team does make the playoffs. Flawed teams make the Super Bowl. Rex Grossman, Chicago Bears, anyone? It's a problem, though, of don't ignore it. Don't say that the regular season doesn't matter, because you have to make the playoffs. Ask the Buffalo Sabres if the regular season matters or not, okay?
803-0550, the number to call. We're talking Bills and Steelers this week. The Bills are in a bit of a must-win situation, and they don't particularly play well on the road, at least as of late, and they are on the road again this week at Pittsburgh Sunday, 425. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. And this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.